Your Girls with another episode. We are terribly sorry for the slight delay. You know, when life throws you lemons? Melons? Is it? No, I'm sorry. When life throws you melons, you're dyslexic, I think is how the phrase goes. Anyway, it's Sierra.
And Judy.
And this is Love
Laughter. I'm like over here pondering that sentence. I'm like trying to spell melons to see if in fact it spells lemons the other way. I can't.
If you're truly dyslexic, hey, my people will know.
Okay.
If life hands you melons, you're dyslexic.
Perfect. So do you want to say what happened for last week and why we're recording it this week?
Because
it's a good one.
We have some really terrible news that we have to share with you.
We don't have a producer. We're doing this by ourselves. So if any of you know how to produce, please drop us a line.
Maybe send us some links, stuff that we can learn shit, because we apparently don't know what we're doing.
Send ourselves you.
For free. We're broke as bitches. We can't afford pay.
We'll pay you in Chick-fil-A.
We can't say that. We don't know if that's a guarantee. But anyway, if you're looking for some type of a charity event that you're willing to donate knowledge to, we would be willing to accept. Last week was a absolute tragedy. We got ourselves all ready. We recorded, and there was technical error. And it was, data was corrupted, if you will, and we were not able to utilize the podcast from last week. So true. Cried our eyes out.
But that's okay, because we're going to press on.
We're pressing on, I guess.
We're going to move forward.
Yeah. So.
It's going to be great.
We will have a,
We'll have a special episode come out tonight. And then this one will be our normal Wednesday broadcast.
Yeah.
So good luck on trying to figure that one out. They'll be labeled for your reference.
We like to give a mind clusterfuck for our episodes. We're not in order, people. Like, at least I'll speak for myself. I'm not necessarily an in order person. I can pretty much pick up anywhere. So, I mean, you'll be hearing last week's information brought to you this week, and then this week's information also brought to you by this week. It will be great. Do we want to jump in to our highs and lows of last week, i.e. this week?
Yeah.
So hit me with your highs.
My high for last week was bowling. Unbelievable. I am unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Not really. My handicap is huge. But
wow, you can't talk about handicap being huge and we have a girl wanting more. That's so stupid. I can't believe I said that.
I've got to go. Anyways, pressing on like we said earlier. I won at all three of my bowling games this week, which was pretty cool considering it's my second week and my average is like 78.
It was
so,
your
it's second. Fine.
Was that your second game or was that your?
It was my second week.
That was your second week, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What was your high?
Well, last week was this week. I don't even know. I'm so topsy fucking turvy at this point. Last week was International Coffee Day, and when we set to record, it was National Coffee Day, so we got coffee to celebrate.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah, what did we do? Oh, yeah, BlackRock was having the $2 thing.
Ew. BlackRock is our people. Drop a link, BlackRock.
We just, like, tag BlackRock in there.
Hey.
It's fine.
We love you.
It's true. We're there way too much.
I mean, let's be honest. If we are going to rate our, like, favorite coffee places, BlackRock is, like, generally...
For you.
Oh.
Lionheart is number one for me.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
Blackrock, turn your ears.
I'm so sorry. Shoals Ferry in the Back to Motion and, like...
Yeah, if I have to park, it's not happening.
Yeah, well, they'll drop it off curbside.
If I have to leave a very hectic parking lot...
It's not hectic. Happen. You turn on Costoga, and you're there.
You think I know where Costoga is?
It goes past Greenway Park. Shout out to the beavers who live there that are engulfing part of the path still.
We got beavers?
Yeah, so in Greenway, there's like a disc golf course in there.
Yeah.
And so you're like five holes into it, and then all this, you have to walk across this path to get to the other disc golf thing, but you can't because like two beavers have built a dam and living there. I know. And so you have to walk all the way around down past the houses, and it's crazy what we do for animals.
For the wildlife that lives in Oregon?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, they are our... Do we still have... I'm out of curiosity. I know it's not something on the agenda, but I mean, like, do we still care about beavers after all of COVID? Like, I know beavers are our Oregon flag, right? Like, Oregon has its own flag. Why aren't... I'm going to need to look into this a little bit more.
There's like our state emblem, and it's blue and yellow. There's no beaver on the flag. That's the Oregon State Beavers.
No. I remember there was...
I don't think so. We're going to have to Google it and
Google
find out.
But yeah, I love Black Rock. Black Rock's my baby, my place to go.
Not that I don't love Black Rock. I just... Lionheart is my people.
I do have to say, I love Insomnia as well.
Oh, yes, I've heard of them.
Well, you've never been?
No.
Oh, man. Back when I lived in Hillsboro. My apologies, I really shouldn't say it like that. My grandpa did that. Anyway, back when we lived in Hillsboro, we had a Insomnia nearby us, and it was my favorite place to go. There's one off of... Murray and Teal.
Okay, I'll have to try it out.
Over by the Planet Fitness over there.
Yeah.
Really good. They've got the most amazing chai tea.
We'll see. If it's Oregon chai, I'm out.
No.
Okay, because I don't. Mm-mm.
What?
No.
It's my favorite Oregon chai. Oh my God, it's my favorite chai.
No.
Are we compatible?
Not in all the ways. What was your low?
you know, my low for last week was pretty much just like getting ready to pack up my cubicle. We're planning on moving in the near future for work, and so to another building because they're selling ours, and it just makes me sad. I've been at that cubicle for now a year, and you know, my cubes.
I know, I used to be there.
Mm-hmm. She's moved like 10 times since since I've been there. That is very me. I'm generally in one spot when people always are constantly moving.
You know what's funny is, and it's not because of anything anyone did, but my favorite spot I sat in, besides yours, because obviously... But, like, was all the way on the other side of the office where nobody was around. It was really nice.
I thought that was your least favorite, because...
No. My least favorite was when I had to move over to, like, the side where the door is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just because there was no, like, there was no barrier in front. And so I'm just, like, out there for all the people. I didn't care for it.
Out there for all the people.
No.
Yeah, it's a fun time. Your low?
I put down ending a friendship. It's not you. Oh, I forgot. We made notes to each other.
We started typing. No, we started basically texting each other through our notes. So she put in parentheses, not you. And then I responded with, good Lord, I hope you wouldn't dump me through shared notes. So there's that.
Which I never would dump you through shared notes. I've only broken up with a guy once in text message.
I'm pretty sure we've all dumped someone through text message, so it's fine. It's not our greatest moment, but we all go through.
I've never ghosted anyone, but I have full on been like, hey, I'm out.
I've ghosted a lot of relationships.
I know.
What's a relationship? How long would it be, like, a texting, like, you haven't dated, you haven't gone on a date, but you've been, like, in that talking phase, and then they don't carry the conversation. Is that ghosting them if you don't continue?
No, I think that's just, like, natural
drifting ending? Off. Yeah.
Drifting off, yeah. Because honestly, like, some people just, you need that talking and that connection, that spark, to see if there's something worth pursuing. Mm-hmm. If it just dead ends, then it dead ends.
Yeah, I just didn't want to be the person to keep ghosting instigating. Is like,
if you've gone out with somebody and then you're just secretly out. Sierra.
Yes, I have done that.
Yes.
I don't want to be that dick. However, I be out. So,
I understand.
Gotta go. Move.
Awkward situations. Spending 2 hours at a restaurant with a guy who was hitting on your roommate's date, but you couldn't go anywhere because it was snowing outside and you were trapped.
Yeah, I'm sure we've had something in equivalent of it.
I don't like it. This is why you should never go on a date in a snowstorm.
Or date ever. I don't know.
Great.
I have some new updates, but that'll be for the next pod.
On that note, let's just move right into what are you flixing? And oh, talk
we're
about...
just going to jump all the way over there?
Yeah, we sure are, because we're talking... That was my Alexa telling me it's time for bed, and that's the first night in like 2 weeks that she's told me it's time for bed because she keeps going in and out, and it's driving me up a wall.
Next pod. Anyway, what are we flexing? Do we want to talk about? I mean, we're skipping through.
Yeah, we are. We don't have to go in order. We just talked about how we're not orderly people.
We're definitely not orderly people. I thought we were just going to try to be at least, but it's fine. We just go with the flow.
Wow. Anyways, Love on the Spectrum.
Okay, so.
Gonna need you to watch it. It's fantastic. I went through 2 seasons in like 2 days.
Well, they're small episodes.
Sort of. They're like 40 minutes. So.
I got through season one. Rather quickly.
In a
season
night.
Within something of a night.
But even still, it's so great.
Within a weekend.
And, yeah.
Yeah. I'm season two now. It's fine. We're doing the things that we're going to do.
Unbelievable. I don't know what to say now. All right.
Circle 3.
Oh, these are all mine.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my gosh. Yes, the Circle 3, which I actually, just from the previews, honestly, I didn't want to give it a chance because I wasn't about the people in it this time. But yeah, I blew through that pretty quickly too. It was really
Daniel!
Great. I know, he was your favorite.
Fucking love Daniel. And
it's
then
fine.
He chose
Bye.
Wrong alliances.
I know. Well, to be fair, he just kind of tried to jump into whatever he could.
I know.
So.
He was just so funny. I love him. Yeah, do we want to talk spoilers?
Might as well.
Okay. If you have not seen the ending of season 3 of The Circle, please go ahead and just skip past this.
Yeah.
Fucking James winning?
It's so weird because he came in so late in the game. However, I will give him credit because he was able to align himself not only with the right people, but like at the right moments he was able to finagle it so that people trusted him. And he was able to build connections on a more genuine platform coming in so late in the game.
I'm sorry, I have questions. When they all got their, like, from home video, fucking him being like, my grandma loves me, my grandma, I love my grandma, I love my grandma. Where the fuck was grandma leaving him a, hey, I love you, hope you're doing well, kick ass video? No, grandma ain't there. And he was the one who was like, yeah, grandma's the one I'm gonna win this money for and shit. It's like, where's grandma?
Maybe her hip was out and she couldn't make the video.
Grandma James, we've got some splaining to do.
James. Oh my gosh. And then I also watched Britney vs. Spears.
I watched it too.
Just so good.
Very good.
Anyways, I'm glad Britney's free.
Yeah, we'll see. So, let's see. Well, I'm curious to see what develops after this. Well,
she took a whole bunch of nude photos on Instagram. That's what developed. Did you not see those things?
I did not see the nudes.
Well, but I mean, if you're covered up by little flower petals, but yeah, that was her like freeing moment when she was like, freedom.
It was a really big fuck you, Jamie.
She's such a tiny woman.
She is.
She's very like not super skinny, just like she's very small. She's like your small friend.
The smaller friend.
Yeah, the smaller friend.
Yeah, she's adorable. I liked that documentary a lot. It reminded me of kind of the information, how factual it was. The documentary on the Golden State Killer, the I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
No thanks, pass.
Oh God, it was so good.
No, I don't
so like, good.
I don't like realistic crime shows.
Oh, I live for it.
Nope, not on it.
Live for it, love it. Binge it. I binged that series so hard. Because it's like, it's so crazy. Like, do you know anything about the Golden State Killer?
Yes. It's just, I don't.
I just think it's hilarious that 23andMe has played such a big part.
And that was crazy.
Catching people, especially him, I'm incredibly sorry. The data that they had back in the day to try to catch this guy, they had basically pretty much nothing. Not even close. But because this guy's cousin had done a 23andMe, that they found markers close enough to be able to find the killer after it'd been how many years? Insane.
I don't remember. It was crazy. I do actually remember hearing about that.
2018 was when they finally caught the killer, and he was in a spree, like, in the 70s. Like, late 70s, early 80s.
Man.
He got to live a full fucking life after he killed people. Like, that is insane to me. I'm sorry. But the way that the documentary was laid out, it was from a author who, Patton Oswalt, he's a famous actor. His wife was a true crime writer, and she had like dedicated pretty much the remaining part of her whole life to putting together like information about trying to figure out how to basically catch him. Like, it got to the point where she ended up overdosing and passing away from narcotics. But it's just so compelling because it's like she gave everything that she could to help these victims. The way that it was laid out was very factual, very similar to how they did Britney, and it was just very compelling. That I wish they had done Britney versus Spears. I wish they had done that as a series.
Yeah.
Instead of doing it as a one episode.
It did not fit into an hour and a half. Like, I felt like at the end of it, there was just so much more you could have got into, and just the interviews needed to be a little bit deeper.
They really did.
Maybe that's all they could get from them.
Probably. I mean, it sounds like with the conservatorship, they're very tight-lipped on that type of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, look what money buys you.
Yeah, it buys you a psychiatrist who will lie.
Lie, 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 lie.
Man, it's so crazy.
But yeah. Sorry, I went on a whole tangent on there.
Yeah,
but
I know.
God, it's so good. And it's just crazy that that's the world that we live in, folks. But, Yeah, do you want to jump into, I don't know, do you want to jump into what you're eating?
Yeah.
Cool. Thai place?
My favorite Thai place is, and every week we should just talk about some cuisine that we love and what place is our favorite.
Yeah, I'm done.
And then people will go and be like, oh my gosh, Judy and Sierra like this place. So
blast it.
We should go there. Wei Wei.
No way.
Wei Wei. Yeah, I think it's in Southeast. I haven't been there since before the pandemic, which has been sad. But they have the best bao ever.
I love me some good bao.
Yes, but it's like fresh and it's not soggy to the paper. It's so good. Wei Wei. That's where you go.
Wei Wei, no way, Wei Wei.
Wei. Okay, what's your favorite Thai place?
I don't know if I have like a favorite Thai place. I think so far I'm still trying to figure out.
You have a favorite pho?
I'm still kind of figuring out pho.
Good Lord.
I think my favorite pho place so far is Chas Pho Yu in Newburgh. The name fucking alone. I know fucking good is good, but I mean, I'm sorry. Just for you.
Just for you.
It's, you know, I have to say, I do really like them a lot, but I'm still on the hunt for my favorite places. I think, you know, I've narrowed down a few places that are my favorite, like burger place. Oh my god, fucking Mr. Bento burger.
We're not talking about all the cuisines. We're only talking about Thai right now.
I'm sorry. I found something to talk about.
It's okay. It's just I just said we're going to go.
As we also stated, we're not doing things necessarily in order, but it does fit into kind of that family, if you will.
No, it doesn't.
It's Asian. How dare you? Cuisine.
Yeah, but Asian is its own thing. Pho and Thai are very specific. Like, say, you have to save it. Don't let them know yet.
Well, I'm sorry. Remove all information I have shared in the last 30 seconds. Fuck. These were pretty much all you anyway, too.
You did the TJ favorites and you also wrote pumpkin stuff.
No, you wrote pumpkin stuff, and then you said did the little blah emoji, and then I said we are not dissing pumpkin like that.
To clarify, okay. It's like the almost upchuck emoji.
Okay, we're gonna have to do this. Okay,
pumpkin is gross.
I'd like to take it to the polls. Okay, to take it to the polls.
Fine.
I would like to do it on our Insta. We have Insta. We are going to do this on the Insta.
We have Insta. We're gonna make.
We're going to make people fucking choose. We're going to do this because pumpkin versus non-pumpkin. It sounds like you're non-pumpkin.
But there's different things. Like, there's too much pumpkin-y things versus, like, some pumpkin treats. Like, having a nice pumpkin spice latte, not from Starbucks. Or having...
That's gross. Yeah.
I know. Or, like, having pumpkin pancakes or something like that. Versus, like, having every single thing for, like, all of October, all pumpkin. So maybe the poll should be all the pumpkin things, or some of the pumpkin things, or none of the pumpkin things.
Well.
Have three options. We'll see where.
We'll take it to the polls.
We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
We'll see what our 27 people like.
27.
We have 27.
Hey, my people.
So now when you, like, do your intro, we're actually talking to people.
I would like to recap that she made fun of me of being like, hey, thank you for so much for listening to us. Because guess what? I'm appreciative. Judy?
Sort of.
Are you?
It really depends. It's a situational appreciation. Okay. Do you just want to jump in to sleep?
Are you getting any?
Am I getting any? Oh my gosh. Sleep?
Oh yes, maybe I should clarify. That word can be defined as many.
No. Got to go. This is a family-friendly podcast.
Fuck it is.
Just kidding. It's not. Fuck it is. Don't let your children listen.
Hide your kids. Have I gotten any sleep?
So, no, because I've been sleeping like crap anyways, and then I didn't sleep by myself this weekend, so I slept even worse because I had to share a bed, which is fine. Like, I'm a fine sharer. But when you don't share your bed all the time, it's difficult to not, like, starfish or have the entire bed. And so, unless you do it consecutively, it just, like, throws you out of balance.
All I can hear when you say consecutively is David Rose from Schitt's Creek. I've never heard so many wrong things.
Consecutively.
One after the other, consecutively in a row. Shout out to Schitt's Creek. Fucking love that show.
So good.
Quote two movie or TV shows for the rest of my life.
Friends.
Friends and Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
That is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I love it. But yeah, sleep, no, not really happening.
Neither have I. It's a fun time. I'm exhausted.
I like want to go to bed and I'm trying to do new sleep routine. Let's not lie. I'm not doing anything different. I'm still on my phone.
But you're aspiring to want to do something different, though.
Yeah, I'm... You know, for the longest time, I had my TV in my room. Mm-hmm. And I would fall asleep to Friends. Of course. Mm. And so then I just told myself that I wasn't going to have a TV in my room anymore. And I only have a TV in my living room. So that's a huge change. But...
Yeah, for your friend sleeps over your house and takes care of your auntie's kitty cat and stays in your room. Yes, it is very different not having a TV in your room. I had a laptop with me and I'm like, sometimes we're watching this together, to Mia, snuggle in.
Oh my gosh. I do miss Mia. Okay, real talk, real talk.
Real talk. I miss Mia.
So, my friend who works at that adoption clinic over up near Ridgefield in Washington has some kittens available again, and I just like I really want a kitten. I think it could be so good and
first of all
less lonely for me because nobody wants to live with me.
Here's the thing,
nobody at all.
I pretty much live here.
No.
Yes.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No one lives here. I go to bed by myself.
I don't see you inviting me to spend the night. And then the night comes and it's just as hard as the day.
Oh, dear.
One of these nights we'll do a sleepover.
Okay.
To make you feel better. Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you. Have you ever owned a cat or an animal before? Like, yeah. You owned an animal?
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. My biggest concern. I have two cats. I have two dogs at home that are family. Technically, one of them is my cat because I was, you know, young and dumb and found this cute little baby kitten that had been abandoned, was covered in fleas and dirt, and was cold. Shout out, that asshole's birthday was recently. Hey. Happy birthday, Ollie. No, you don't listen. Or give a shit.
But I still love you.
Still love you, little asshole. But no, I was so excited to have this cute little snuggly kitty. And now he's an asshole. You never know what you're going to get.
Like that. I know. And it's far and few between.
Mia was the best.
I know.
She's just a gem.
Okay.
She's just so beloved.
You need to calm down. She destroys everything downstairs.
She destroyed my heart, if that makes you feel better.
So how's that anxiety going?
Not great! My anxiety is a piece of shit.
No, I understand.
I've been very anxious. I'm an anxious person. But that's fine.
Yeah.
Being an overthinker sucks. Because then people don't take you seriously. And it's like, It's just really frustrating. That's fine.
Are you overthinking everything? Every day of your life?
Yeah.
I overthink overthinking.
I overthink the overthinking of the overthinking.
Which is so funny because I'm supposed to be confident and bold and know what I want. Well, that's ridiculous.
It's not real, people. It's not real!
No, your horoscope does not define you as a person.
No.
Fun to look at, not reality.
Nope.
Okay, scroll down, I can't see. On the note, we've still got things we're doing with our bodies.
I don't even know why we're still doing this. What are we doing with our bodies? Moving occasionally.
I still get winded when I walk up the stairs. And you'd think,
I get winded.
Because I live here, that I would be less winded. But nope, here we are.
Somehow it's magnifying.
It's magnifying. It's just like, I feel like I either need to put all of my eggs in going into the office, or I need to put all of my eggs in working from home. Because, or I just need to get my ass up in the morning and not sleep and go to the gym. Because I would feel better if I went to the gym. But actually, I was reading a study where they said it's better to go to the gym after work.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know if there's any truth in that. Might try that out.
So for me, I'm a night person when it comes to, like, that type of activity. I would always work out at night. I always take my showers at night. I find it very calming.
To go to the gym at night?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll try it out. But even that part of my life isn't stable. I have so much going on during the night. But if I go to the gym Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays.
I mean, I used to go to the gym at 9 o'clock at night.
So I can't do 9 o'clock at night. I'll die. I'm too old for that. But if you want to go to the gym with me after your... Unbelievable.
No, the reason why I don't want to go to the gym right now is I don't want to wear a mask in the gyms, and I don't want to be...
I go to Snap Fitness. There's only, like, 4 people allowed at a time, and you don't have to wear your mask. But you also have to be vaccinated, so... To take it off.
Yeah.
Keep it on. Take it off.
Yeah.
Keep it on.
And I'm not...
Take it off. It's not that bad either. I was working out even with the mask on before this, and it was not bad. Like, you think it sounds bad, but it's not. It makes you sweat more. It's like wearing hot pants on your face.
Yeah. I don't like that. That's not what I want.
More sweating, less working out.
That's not... That's not true. Just because your face is now sweating more doesn't mean that it somehow adapts.
You look like you're glowing and you've done great work. Get out of here.
I can only imagine the mask knee that you're going to get. Your clogged pores on your chin.
Gross. I already forgot. Why is cleaning your bathroom on things you're doing with your body?
It was just a lot of...
Are you cleaning the bathroom with your body?
Deep.
I guess.
Generally with my body.
I don't know.
Not that I'm up there grinding on my shower, being like, let's clean you up.
All right, Demi Lovato. Got body say in the background. I listened to that in the car this morning, and I'm just like, starting work on a good note.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
That was a very large yawn.
Yeah, God, I know. It's been a week and a half. It's only Tuesday.
Well, and down under pet peeves, you have roommate cleaning problems.
My pet peeve is just, you know, trying to get other people.
Did you clean your bathroom?
I cleaned it last Sunday, and then I had created a schedule/checklist that has not been followed through. Yay, me.
What do you expect? You've got 2 brothers. Are you kidding me? When I lived with my brothers, it was, well, absolutely disgusting. I would use my parents' bathroom all the time.
I like my bathroom. I've perfectly created a perfect...
Yeah, no, I know. I know. I didn't aesthetically decorate my bathroom, so for me it wasn't a big deal. It's and not I was even too scared of what disease I was going to get.
It's not even necessarily, like, it's the fact that it's aesthetically pleasing. I have all of my products that I've perfectly created, and I have made it very functional and more practical for me to shower. So it's like, I have a routine down, I have... All of my products are hanging from products that I bought from IKEA for, like, cuppies or cupboard type, I don't know, cup suction shelves things. It's just, it makes it, I don't know. And then I have a Himalayan salt lamp in my room. It just really makes, I love night showers. I like all lights off in my shower. It's really nice.
Oh, yeah. Dark showers are the way to go.
Yeah.
I haven't taken a shower with the light on in a hot minute.
It's alarming. First of all.
It's incredibly relaxing.
If you have the light off, it's just so nice.
It really is. I'll sometimes put my diffuser in there and have, like, my diffuser going with the lights off and...
And then I can have the water pressure, because I have a nozzle that is, like, one of those, like, water pick.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're shower talking
heads.
Different.
If you can, yeah, if you can find the right...
Levels.
If you can get the right,
pressure.
The right pressure.
Water pressure.
Yeah, it's real nice. I just stand there, sob a little. With my, you know, in the dark.
No one can hear you if it's in the dark.
Listening to Every Time by Britney Spears, just sobbing in the shower.
Oh my gosh. Like, I think that's everything.
Yeah.
We did it.
I mean, for the most part.
Great job.
Thank you. You too?
Yeah.
All right, well.
Well. So.
On to the next one, bitches!
That was the weirdest way to end anything. Let's All right, take guys. A step back.
I'm so sorry. We ride at dawn!
We're not even up at dawn, so if you're riding, you're riding without us.
Oh my god. Have you not heard? This is my favorite meme. We ride at dawn, bitches.
Of course. I'm pretty sure we put in our group chat at work sometimes.
Oh my god, I can't.
We're too much. We don't care. We do not send appropriate gifts to each other. If they're monitoring Microsoft Teams, we're out.
Bye, HR. All right, well, we're gonna cut this one. We'll see you guys on the next pod. Stay tuned. We've got lots of really fun stuff that we want to share with you guys, some new developments.
We won't see you because we're not videoing anything.
Good God, do you not want to see us? I mean, I'll speak for me because obviously I'm not going to say anything on behalf of duty. That's not my job, but I'm horrendous looking. So, bye! I'm just running off of fumes at this point. All right. Bye, guys.